Hello and welcome to Saving Animals with Blank Park Zoo. I'm Ryan Bickle. On today's show, we have two very special guests, interns in the conservation department at Blank Park Zoo, and this is sort of their final test, is it, Jesse?
This is their final test. It's their final day. The internship has gone so quickly. We've accomplished a lot, and we've got Nikki and Stephanie here to talk about their experience here at Blank Park Zoo as conservation interns.
And Nikki recently graduated from Iowa State University, and Stephanie is going to Iowa State right now. Animal ecology is your major, right?
Yes, that is right.
All right. So Jesse likes to start out the program and tell everyone what we do here at Blank Park Zoo in terms of conservation. So Jesse, let's get started.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to be here and back on Saving Animals with Blank Park Zoo. And I always like to just set the stage for a couple minutes and talk about what Blank Park Zoo and other modern zoos do to save animals in the wild. And the mission of Blank Park Zoo is to inspire an appreciation of the natural world through conservation, education, research, and recreation. What I see it is a window to the wild, a place for people to come and experience the beauty that nature has to offer. But then it's our job as a zoo to turn that sense of awe that everybody feels when they see the snow leopards here at the zoo, or the tigers, or the rhinos, or even a monarch butterfly in our butterfly garden, turn that into a real conservation action, something that they can do in their own life that's going to help wildlife and wild places. And Blank Park Zoo, some people might say it's a small zoo. We like to use the word intimate, but we actually have an audience of 500,000 people a year. And so we are very well suited to help, you know, move the community in a direction that's going to help save animals. And all the AZA accredited zoos in the nation have about 200 million visitors every year. That's more than baseball and professional football and NASCAR combined. So what a great opportunity. And, you know, one of the ways that we save animals in the wild is by supporting the people and the organizations out on the front lines, the field researchers, and a portion of every dollar that we make at the zoo goes to these projects. And so some examples are International Rhino Foundation. They work to save rhinos in every country in which they exist. The Tiger Conservation Campaign. We support anti-poaching patrols in the Russia Far East to protect tigers. And the Hornbill Research Foundation, protecting endangered hornbills in Thailand. Another great way that everybody can help save animals is by taking care of the local environment and being green. But we want to do all of this important conservation work and get these messages of conservation out to the community here at the zoo. And, you know, I think everybody can agree that when you feel really passionate about something like the environment or like animals, you always want to do more. I know that we've got so many passionate staff members here at Blank Park Zoo, and we're always just working as hard as we possibly can to do as much for animals, both in human care here at the zoo and in the wild. And that's really why we started the conservation internship, is to help increase our capacity, help the conservation department and every staff member at the zoo achieve more. And at the same time, we can help give experience to these up-and-coming conservationists that are finishing their school and trudging out into the world. And, you know, being a conservationist and a zoo conservationist is a pretty cool job. And it's in high demand, and there's not a ton of opportunities to get experience. And so it's a very unique experience that these young people can kind of dip their toes into. It looks great on their resume. And I'm sure this is very, I know that this is very common in all of the jobs of my colleagues across different conservation organizations in Iowa. We wear many hats. And so it's not just 100% sitting at the desk and writing grants. It's not 100% out working in the butterfly garden. Many, many different experiences can be had with this internship. And so we've never done a radio show like this, Ryan, before, but this is their last day. And I thought these young ladies have a lot to share with us about their experience here at Blank Park Zoo.
Yeah, Nikki sat in on several of our shows, but didn't really contribute. So now we finally make her contribute.
We're going to put them both on the spot.
Yeah.
So Nikki and Stephanie, welcome once again to the show. And let's just go ahead and start off by giving us a little bit of background, where you're from, you know, your schooling. I know, Nikki, that you're all done with your schooling. Just talk to us about your classes and your major and kind of what inspired you to go down this career path.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. So I actually grew up in the West Des Moines area. I'm very familiar with the Des Moines area and kind of have hung around here my whole life. And I went to school at Iowa State, where I studied animal ecology and biology. And the class load was crazy busy. There was always too much going on, but all the classes were amazing. And each class that I took just confused me more on what I wanted to do. But at the same time, it just reminded me that there are more and more opportunities out there. So there's really, like, I had trouble choosing what exactly I wanted to do. But I had to do some work experience for graduation, and I actually ended up coming here to Blank Park Zoo to work as an animal presenter, and that is in the education department, which I didn't see myself originally being there. I was actually thinking about going into research, but once I got on the front lines of educating the public and particularly children about animals and the environment, it kind of just sparked my passion for not only conservation, but working with the kids and getting them as excited as I get excited about talking about the environment. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
I'm so glad that you had such a wonderful experience with the education department. And when you came in for your interview, they were excited to recommend you and talk about what a great job that you did. And it's a great problem to have being in school and not knowing which direction to go because you have so many different interests. And I definitely love that about you, that you have passion for so many different aspects of conservation. But I'm so glad that Blank Park Zoo and that education internship was able to help you hone in your, you know, interests into, you know, educating young people about conservation. And that is such an important role that we can play educating those future generations. So
yes,
you've completed two internships at Blank Park Zoo.
Definitely. Yeah. I've taken away so much from both internships here. And I think that this internship just helps me realize even more what I could be doing in my current job right now as a naturalist at Polk County Conservation and working on conservation projects there that I've already started to think of some ideas and projects that we can do at that organization.
And I'm sorry if you already mentioned it, but you got a double degree in what?
Yes, animal ecology and biology.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Stephanie, do you want to tell us a little bit about your history and your schooling as well?
Yes, so I'm originally from Des Moines, and so I went to East High School in Des Moines, and I attended Central Campus, where I was a part of their marine biology program for 2 years. And my last year of high school, I was going to Iowa State. I got a scholarship, but I wasn't completely sure exactly what I wanted to do. So my professor from marine bio actually suggested animal ecology because there's a fisheries department or option within animal ecology. So that's how I headed to Iowa State with animal ecology, studying fisheries. And I'm still currently doing that, and I recently just added wildlife on top of that because I realize I enjoy everything. I enjoy learning about everything. So I'm expanding on fisheries and going on to wildlife. And so at Iowa State, my ultimate interest is conservation. And I'm in my third year now, and I'm thinking about pursuing research. I'm looking into getting in the lab this fall, and I'm doing research a bit this summer. But my ultimate goal is towards conservation, doing research to study populations, to study how to manage populations, how to create management plans for conservation, for saving species. So being a conservation intern here was nice because I got to see all the different aspects that the zoo takes part in conservation. You get to see where the zoo has its little foot in everywhere around the world and seeing all the little impacts and the audiences we reach. It's been really interesting to see how conservation works here at the zoo.
I'm so excited to hear, Stephanie, that you're excited about research. I mean, research has such a power to help inform management practices with conservation. There's so many people who are passionate, so many organizations that want to work on conservation, and just being grounded in sound science and having that data behind making sure that our practices are most efficient and, you know, we're using our limited resources in the best possible way is really, really needed right now. And so I'm sure that you're going to be a real bright spot in that department. So I'm really excited to see what you both accomplish over the next few years. So let's talk about some of the specific things that we did over the course of the past few months that, like I have said before, absolutely flew by. One of the first things that you guys were involved with was the speaker series. We had three different speakers in February, March, and April. We have the speaker series every year where we invite those people that are out on the front lines working to save animals all over the world to Blank Park Zoo to talk to us and tell us their stories. Why don't we go through and just kind of talk about your experience and what did you guys think of the speakers and the stories that they told? Nikki, do you want to start out?
Yeah, sure. I thought it was a really cool experience, and I loved that not only did a lot of the staff show up to those speaker series, but you had also public people and people that we knew actually coming to those, and they come to every single one of them, which is really awesome. As for the different speeches, I thought they were all incredible. My favorite was Conservation Fusion. That was definitely the most inspiring to me and kind of makes me want to run off to Madagascar and help save lemurs and educate children. Yeah, it was very cool.
Susie Lewis is the founder of Conservation Fusion, and she's just from Omaha, so she's a Midwesterner, and she founded Conservation Fusion, which works in Madagascar to conserve lemurs and tortoises by uplifting the local community through education and sustainable livelihoods. They go in and help folks use fuel-efficient stoves called rocket stoves, so they can kind of halt the clearing of the rainforest. Blank Park Zoo helped build the Dream School in Madagascar for the local kids and families to come in and not just learn about lemurs and tortoises, but also hygiene and just farming and gardening, reading and math, all kinds of these skills that we often take for granted that we have such great educational opportunities here in Iowa and in the U.S. more broadly. And she, yes, is a very, very charismatic woman and speaker. And we're so lucky. We've been supporting Conservation Fusion since about 2013. It's one of our projects that we support every year. And so, yeah, it's cool to also talk to people that when you come and see the lemurs at Blank Park Zoo, you know, when you pay your admission price, part of that admission price is going to save lemurs in Madagascar through Conservation Fusion. So, Nikki, I'm glad that you were inspired by Susie. And, you know, you guys can continue to be connected after this internship. So I can connect you too, and you can learn more about what she's doing in Madagascar.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Yes. Stephanie, what did you think about the speaker series?
I really enjoyed the speaker series. My favorite thing was just going back and people asking me about what I do at this internship. I get to speak to people who are doing conservation around the world. And listening to the speaker series, it's honestly really inspirational. You get to see all the different aspects, because one was working with gorillas, another was with the lemurs in Madagascar, and the third one was about rhinos. And you get to see all the different aspects and where conservation is taking place around the world in different measures being taken. And it's really inspirational. It shows me all the possibilities out there. And I love listening to people's stories. I love listening to journeys. And it's wonderful that the zoo gets to bring these people from around the world. And we normally wouldn't get to learn about these people or see these people, but the zoo is bringing them in here and we're getting to learn their stories. And so that's my favorite part.
One thing that I've learned over the years is that to get people to care and to act and to move people in their hearts is to use stories about individual animals, about human perseverance, about the challenges that are out in the field. And I hope another thing that you both got out of those, stories were just the presentation itself, you know, because to be a successful conservationist, I feel like half of my job is doing the conservation work, the nitty gritty, and the other half of my job is telling people about it. And of course, this radio show, podcast, Saving Animals is a very important part of that. But every time I hear some of those heroes from the field speak, I'm taking mental notes on how I can tell my story better. And it is something that a lot of people, you know, are a little bit shy about public presentations. And I'll tell you what, I certainly was as well, but it gets a lot easier. And I know that you both already do a really great job with public speaking, but it is something that every conservationist business has got to be good at, because that is what really moves people to action. And so that's one of my favorite parts about the speaker series, is just kind of seeing, you know, the technical side of how they tell their story too, because it's really important. So let's talk about Art for the Wild. I'll just give a quick summary to our listeners. Every year we have, it's our major conservation themed fundraiser. And we look out to the community to get donated pieces of art. And say if we have 200 people at the event, we'll have 250 plus pieces of art that's been donated to the event. And throughout the evening, we have everyone's name in a fishbowl, and when we call their name, they get to go over to the easels and pick their favorite piece. And it includes things from photography to carvings to paintings, all different sorts of artistic mediums and jewelry, and everyone gets to bring home something that they absolutely love. We have a guest speaker every year. This year's speaker was John Lucas. He's the founder of the Okapi Conservation Project in Congo, conserving one of the world's rarest mammals, the okapi, the only living relative of the giraffe, which we're getting at Blank Park Zoo later this year. So that'll be very, very, the word is out, Ryan. The word is out. We are getting an okapi. And if you don't know what an okapi looks like, please Google it. It looks like a cross between a zebra and a giraffe. No kidding. So that'll be really exciting for the local community here and for Blank Park Zoo. But please tell us, Nikki, why don't you start again about that fundraiser and the speaker. What did you think of Art for the Wild?
Oh my gosh, it was so exciting to be there. It was a huge event. It was way bigger than I imagined it could be. And every piece of art was amazing. It was incredible, the diversity of the style of art. And every one of them was conservation themed, which I loved about that. And I just wanted to take them all home, honestly. it was very, very fun to be there. To see John Lucas speak was really... that was also inspiring, too. I loved hearing about his project. And that's where we saw Susie Lewis the first time, too. That was really exciting. And everything, even the lighting and the way the room was set up, that was really well done. And I think people have a blast. And I plan to come back and do it, actually, some year, if not next, the following or so, because that was an extremely fun event.
Great.
Yeah, I loved
it. Thank you. Stephanie, what did you think of Art for the Wild?
So I enjoyed it so much because it's not often that you get to go and celebrate conservation, and everyone's there to celebrate conservation and take a bit of art home, to hear what the zoo's doing at the zoo, and to listen to speakers like John Lucas. It was amazing seeing the art was beautiful, and it was great having, like, there was art done by 6-year-olds to however age, and the 6-year-olds were dragging me around pointing out their art and so proud because someone's admiring their art and is going to take it home today. And so I know definitely next year I'm going to have to purchase my ticket because the art there was beautiful. And it's what I liked also was that even zoo staff here at the zoo had pieces of their own art. We have artists at the zoo, and it was good. It was amazing to see the different talents that we have here at the zoo.
Even some of the zoo's residents, like Keanu, submitted some art for Art for the Wild. I thought that was really cute.
Yes, we had some animal paintings from some of our snakes and some of our rhinos and other education animals, and those always go over very, very well.
We have some artists on staff.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have some fantastic artists, some zookeeper artists, and just all of the passion and time and dedication that goes into each one of those pieces is amazing. And as Stephanie, you were talking about the kids, that's a art studio in Newton called Art Junkie. And every year they have their kids make several pieces of art, and it is fantastic. And I was actually standing by the Art Junkie table when we made a little video of, and we interviewed some of the kids about what it means to them to help save animals through their art. And a couple of the, little kids were at that table, and one little girl dove underneath the table because she was so shy and she could not believe that she saw herself up on this big video screen in front of the event. It was so cute. But yes, it was amazing to see them, you know, and they're never going to forget that. They're never going to forget that they created a piece of art that some adult took home and loved, and that it was part of saving animals. And what I love about that event is it just continues to help the community see us in a different light, because we are a really fun place to come. And people, when they come here, they do have a great, fantastic, fun day with their family, and we'll always be that. But it's more than that too. We're not just a place to come see animals. We're a place to come help save animals in the wild. And that's why I love that event so much, is because people get a glimpse of, oh, well, I knew you guys were doing some conservation, but I had no idea to the extent of the work that you do. And so that's the fun part, is just getting that message out to the community. So Nikki, you got to help me with a legislative reception down at the Iowa State Capitol. Every year we go down and just talk to lawmakers about the importance of the zoo to the state of Iowa, and you know, what kind of tourism we drive and the economic impact, and also on some environmental issues that may be up for debate at the State House. And so we got all dressed up and made some promotional materials and talked to some lawmakers. Had you ever done something like that before? For Nikki?
I have never talked to lawmakers before. That was a whole new territory for me. So I was actually very nervous that day, just because I always have the feeling that people have made up their minds, so it's hard to change them. But most people, everyone that came to our table was really open-minded, wanted to learn more. It was also incredible to see the amount of conservation organizations that showed up that day. That was so cool just to see. I don't know how many were even there, but I learned a lot that day from other organizations and just how to talk to a legislator or a lawmaker. That was a very good experience for me, actually.
Yeah. Good. And it's also something, Stephanie, you weren't able to join us that day, but it's something that I hope that you get experience doing as well. You know, you have to really pay attention in government class, and even as an adult, you have to brush up on the process of how, you know, bills become laws, and it is quite complex, and it can seem overwhelming. But what I have really come to know as true is that they're just people just like us. They're very smart people. They're there for a reason. And yes, there's a lot of different sides to the issues, but they will always have the time to listen to you. And that advocacy is extremely important to help, make sure that our natural resources are being taken care of, especially in an agricultural state like the state of Iowa. That's something that we have to continually to be active in. The legislative session is wrapping up right now, and so there'll be more opportunities next year. That's an important role that people can play as organizations that you may work for later in your life, but also as individuals as well. So let's talk about butterflies. Plant Girl Fly is a big part of my job, a big part of the job of the zoo.
You love butterflies.
I love butterflies. I think I talk about butterflies during every single show. So I have a little checkoff list. I have to check it off my list every single time. And so, ladies, let's just talk about Plant Girl Fly. What did you think about this project and its impact and how you were able to work on it a little bit? And Stephanie, do you want to start out this time?
Yes. The part I love most about Plant Girl Fly is being able to register your own garden. And on the zoo's website, you're able to see a map of all the registered gardens within Iowa and even across the nation. And everyone's playing their part. And that's even inspired me. Me and my mom, for this Mother's Day, are going to have our own little butterfly garden and plant our prairie. And so that was one of my favorite aspects about Plant Girl Fly, is seeing the impact it has and actually seeing where these gardens are, having the community participate.
So that's great. You came to the zoo, you did the internship, you learned about this project, and then you took it home and you're doing it yourself, which makes me so wonderfully happy and is exactly the point of the whole project. And so you just really took it full circle. That's awesome, Stephanie. Nikki, what did you think about Plant Girl Fly?
I love it. I love everything. But I thought it was really cool to just finally get hands-on experience with it. So I did a lot of the, registering the gardens. I would make sure that everything matched up correctly. And every week there were new people with gardens. And as of yesterday, we are at 1,083 gardens.
Woo-hoo!
It's very exciting. And I know that Neil Smith said there are more to come. So that's always great. And kind of like as Stephanie said, it's inspiring me to want to do more at my own home. And I live with my parents right now, so I'm just putting bugs in their ears about planting certain plants that would be really helpful, especially if they want to see a certain type of butterfly or pollinator in general. And I also get really excited now when I talk about pollinators at my other job at Polk County Conservation. I'm always excited. I'm like, oh, I'll do the pollinator program. It's really exciting because now I feel like I know a lot more in general about how pollinators work, the plants they need, the entire ecology of that. And it's been really helpful, especially because it's native, and that's what I like to concentrate on.
That's great. And you both did a really fabulous job with that. And yeah, the top of your list, Nikki, every time that you came in was PGFREG. That means Plant Grow Fly Registration. And for all our listeners, we have Plant Grow Fly, which is to encourage people to plant butterfly gardens. And all the information that you need to know about how to plant a butterfly garden is on our website. After you plant it, you can register it with the zoo, and you can be an official Plant Grow Fly garden and get a little certificate in the mail and be part of this community of gardeners. We are trying to get to 1,250 gardens by the end of this year. So you can add these special plants that pollinators need to existing beds or create an entirely new bed. And so that's a big part of what Blank Park Zoo wants everybody to do in their own life. It's easy. Everybody really can plant for pollinators. You know, we only have a couple minutes left, so I just want to kind of, you know, quickly mention a couple other things. Stephanie did a wonderful job on a campaign about the effects of straws on the environment. This is a really great green behavior that we could all do to save animals by not using straws. It's called Stomp the Straw, and she incorporated some animals from Blank Park Zoo, which hopefully we'll be able to use in some of our promotional materials. Both of the ladies helped with a conservation report. We did some grant writing for pollinators, which will have impacts and ripple effects for years to come. And I just want to thank you both for your work. And I'm sure there's lots of conservation organizations and minded people that are listening and that are going to be interested in hiring Nikki and Stephanie. And so if they are, they can always contact me at Blank Park Zoo to find out more. I'm excited that Nikki is working for Polk County Conservation as a naturalist. And so that's fantastic. Why don't you talk for just a quick moment about that? Yeah. And then Stephanie, we want to hear about your plans for the summer, too.
Yeah, as a naturalist, I am teaching the public, and we do all sorts of things like field trips and daycares, and we do senior centers, we do special events. We are teaching them all about the environment, the ecology, and even outdoor recreation. We do some fun stuff like canoeing and archery, and we're actually opening up a new nature center this summer, and it'll have an outdoor rec building to go along with that, so that'll even increase our programming, probably double the amount that it used to be. It's a really exciting time to work there and be part of kind of how it's evolving right now. And I love getting to be on the front lines, teaching people, getting them excited. Oh my gosh, you should see some of the kids' faces when they find like a bug on a leaf. They get so excited, and I get to take them on hikes, and it's a very rewarding job. I get a lot back from it.
So. Well, you will be seeing myself and my 4-year-old daughter this summer at some of your programs.
I look forward to it.
Stephanie, what are you doing this summer?
So my summer is kind of full of little adventures. On Tuesday, I'll be going to Chile for a month, and I'll be going with the Army. After that month, I'll be in Kentucky doing training with the Army for another month. And then lastly, my last bit of summer, I'll be in Oregon. I'll be at the Hatfield Marine Science Center in Oregon taking 2 classes and also helping on research studying rockfish and climate effects such as El Nino and even climate change on the reproduction of rockfish.
I couldn't be more proud of the both of you. Thank you so much for all that you've done for Blank Park Zoo and to save animals in the wild. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And everybody listening can find out more about how to become a conservation intern at Blank Park Zoo at blankparkzoo.com.
That sounds great. Well, we're out of time for today, so join us next time for Saving Animals with Blank Park Zoo.